Hello, America. Welcome to Legal Anatomy of Current Events. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We're out of Denver, Colorado. Mr. Pollack's not with us today. He usually is. So I'm flying solo on this show. And guess what? Guess what? You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe what we're going to talk about today. So everybody knows by now that Trump could be on the ballot in Colorado because the United States Supreme Court said and held that he could be on the ballot, even though the Colorado Supreme Court affirmed and the trial court found that he was involved in an insurrection. So, bottom line, Trump cannot be removed from a ballot, even though he's involved in an insurrection. Now, hang on to that concept, because now we've got another case that went up to the Supreme Court. It's out of New Mexico. It involved a county commissioner in Otero County. His name is Coy Griffin. And he participated in January 6th, and he went to trial. And the court found he was guilty of trespassing on January 6th. And also, you can say either directly or indirectly, found that he was part of the insurrection. And the trial court in New Mexico said you cannot be on the ballot and you can be removed as county commissioner. So, Trump can be on the ballot even though January 6th an insurrection, but Coy Griffin, cowboy preacher from Otero County, New Mexico, cannot be on the ballot because he was involved in an insurrection. You tell me how to square that. Better yet, I'll tell you how we're going to square that. Here we go.
And the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade.
Legal Anatomy of Current Events, preparing for launch. Legal Anatomy of Current Events, launch sequence started. T-minus 10, internal power green to go. LES ready for ignition. T-minus 9, 8, 7, we have ignition. 5, 4, commit for launch green. 3, 2, 1, we have liftoff. Legal Anatomy of Current Events, all for you. Now on the air.
All right, hang in there. We're going to take a wild constitutional ride today, United States Constitution. So we're going to start with the concept of self-execution. Provisions are self-executing. Because you already know about the decision by the United States Supreme Court, you already know that they said that Congress had to pass a law or take further action. Congress had to do it. Nobody else could do it because we're talking about the 13th Amendment, you know, and Congress had to do it. Congress could do it. And that's why, since Congress hasn't acted, then Trump cannot be removed from the ballot in Colorado. Cannot be removed from the ballot in Colorado. I'm sorry, I said 13th Amendment. I mean 14th Amendment. Okay, here we go. 14th Amendment, Section 3. But Section 5 says the Congress has the power to further enforce this. So that's what the Supreme Court held, said the Congress has to get involved to enforce this. All right? All these provisions and all these constitutional scholars and all these legal minds have said and do say that so many provisions in the United States Constitution are self-executing. What does that mean? They're just there. They're enforceable by themselves. They don't need any further act by Congress. They were signed into the Constitution, right? What's some examples of this? Slavery was signed into the Constitution. The Congress had to pass no further law about slavery. It just got abolished. That's what we mean by self-executing. It's empowered by itself. It executes itself. It needs no further action. But the Supreme Court pretty much found a way out and to keep Trump on the ballot, and they ruled that Congress had to take further action. But what else is self-executing? Some of these things touch your life daily. The right of privacy, you know, Roe v. Wade, which is overturned, dealt with the right of privacy and a woman's ability to choose. That was self-executing. That didn't need anything further. How about raising your children in the Constitution? That's self-executing. That nobody had to say, well, Congress has to go pass a law about that. That was self-executing. And my research says and shows very little, if any, has to be if it's self-executing, it's self-executing. Very little has to take the power of Congress to take further action to enforce it. But that's what the United States Supreme Court held, right? under the amendment and under Section 3. That's what the United States Supreme Court held, that this was not self-executing about Trump and the ballot. This had to be subject to further action by Congress. Further action. Now, we're going to come back to self-executing in a minute. But think about another thing, right? Think about discrimination based. You've heard about it. You can't discriminate somebody based on race, color, creed, religion. Those are all self-executing. They're done. It exists. You don't need a further law that exists. Voting rights, originally. We had the Voting Rights Act, but originally voting was self-executing. But somehow, some way, the provision that's not self-executing is to take Trump off the ballot. Now, the Supreme Court said the states can't do that. It has to be federally controlled and federally mandated. The states can't do that. They don't have the power to do that. We, the Supreme Court, say it's federal. And we're going to get into this in the show a little bit later. So put your hats on fasten your seatbelt, because we're going to take a wild ride. Supreme Court said that when it comes to abortion, the states can't. The states can decide, but the federal government can't. Right? Right. So they abolished federal protection for abortion, and now each state has a hodgepodge of coverage and statutes and rules and regulations. But the Supreme Court said that Trump can't be removed from the ballot in Colorado or any other state because it would lead to too much chaos. Because each state might interpret it differently. Each state might have different rules and regulations. Well, guess what? Each state does have. They have age requirements. You can't be a state representative when you're 14 years old. Right? You have age requirements, citizenship requirements. So, self-executing was okay for most everything in America. Race discrimination, sex discrimination, discrimination against females, discrimination against females in sports, self-executing, except for the ballot. Except for the ballot. We're talking about the 14th Amendment, Section 3 and Section 5. Right? So that's what self-executing means. So you got the picture now. They said, wait a minute, that can't be self-executing, because if it's self-executing, then Trump can't be on the ballot, number one. Numero two. Numero dos, number two, right? If he can't be on the ballot, then it's going to be up to the states, and that's not going to happen. States can't do that. It would lead to too much chaos. And if you ever read these Supreme Court decisions, they kind of got mad at each other, especially Amy Barrett. She got mad and said, you went too far. The majority went too far in making their decision. They should have limited it to the president. Now, what I want you to do is hang on to what we've taught you so far, right? Now, let's go to New Mexico. We got Coy Griffin. He's a cowboy preacher. If you read about him, interesting guy. I'm sure he's a great guy. He was on the board of county commissioners for the county of Otero in New Mexico. He went to Washington on January 6th. He was found guilty of trespassing. And the courts in New Mexico, not the Supreme Court, the courts in New Mexico said he then participated basically in the insurrection. And since you participated in the insurrection, you can't be on the ballot, Mr. Griffin, and you have to be removed as a commissioner. And they did. They removed him. So then Mr. Griffin appealed to the higher courts in New Mexico. That's the right place to go. Appealed to the higher courts in New Mexico. And they said, nope, you participated in an insurrection. You can't be on the ballot. And, in fact, you're removed. All right. So, he petitioned the United States Supreme Court to take his case, arguing that the United States Supreme Court just said that Trump can be on the ballot, even though participated in an insurrection. And I've been told I can't be on the ballot, even though I participated in an insurrection. How does that square? What's the legal rationale and reasoning behind that? Right? Well, they said, they, being in the United States Supreme Court, said and held that what we meant, that you can't remove them from the ballot, you can't remove Trump from the ballot. What we were talking about was the President of the United States and federal officials and federal officers and federal representatives. That's what we were talking about. We weren't talking about state representatives. We weren't talking about state officials. And Coy Griffin is a state official. He's a Board of County Commissioners. So, now we have one rule for federal officials under the same amendment. The same three, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. So that's self-executing against state officials, but it's not self-executing against federal officials, including the president. And that's where Amy Coney Barrett got so mad in her decision, my interpretation mad, because she said, you people went too far. You should have narrowed it down. You should have had a narrow decision just saying that the president of the United States cannot be removed from a ballot. But what you did, you went further. You went too far. And by going too far, you said the president can't be removed and federal representatives can't be removed from the ballot and federal officials can't be removed from the ballot under the 14th Amendment Section 3 because it's suddenly not self-executing. Huh? It takes further action. If you read Section 5 of the 14th Amendment, it basically says the Congress shall have the power. Doesn't say the exclusive power. Doesn't even say it's necessary. Doesn't say it's necessary in this instance. They just have the power to pass the law further if they want to. Well, the Supreme Court interpreted that to mean to the president, all federal officials. And so unless Congress passes a law, and can you imagine that happening? Can you imagine that happening? Congress getting together and passing a law saying Trump was guilty of insurrection and can't be on the ballot? Hello? Wakey, wakey, here this morning, today, this evening. Hello. What's the chances of that happening? And by the way, what does that really mean, you guys? What does Section 5 mean? It says Congress shall have the power to pass further laws. I want you to answer this question for me rhetorically right now. Right now. If Congress was going to pass a law, what would it be? What would they say in the law? What would they say? Would it be, in lawyer talk, would it be procedural or would it be substantive? What does that mean? It means this. Would they pass a law that says, wait a minute, we're going to pass a further law so you can't hold somebody and remove them from the ballot for an insurrection unless you give them some kind of further procedural protection, a trial, another trial, a hearing, notice, or it could be substantive. You can't be on the ballot. We, the Congress, say you cannot be on the ballot. But we just covered that. You can imagine that, the chances of that happening. Or how about this? Congress just passes a law, a special law, today, that says we've considered it. We have the power under Section 5 of the 14th Amendment to pass this law. So we pass a specific law that says Don Trump cannot be on the ballot in New Mexico. That's our law. And if you've ever studied constitutional law or law, fine, but if you haven't, I'm going to educate you. You, in this country, cannot pass a law targeting an individual. In essence, there's all kinds of law about it. You know, you can't say Joe Jones. We're going to pass a law that says Joe Jones down on the corner of Lincoln and Champa in Denver can't sell donuts, but everybody else can. So that's not going to work. So I ask you, when the Supreme Court says that Congress can pass a law and should, and it's in Congress's jurisdiction for all federal representatives, federal officials, and the president, what kind of law are they going to pass? We could debate that one all day. Let's go back to Corey Griffin's. So now he appealed his case to the United States Supreme Court, and they didn't rule on it. Watch this. Watch this one. When you finish all your appeals in New Mexico, what you do next is you file what's called a writ of certiorari. Short lingo, lawyer lingo. Short lingo is writ of cert, C-E-R-T, writ of cert. What it means is we're filing an appeal to the United States Supreme Court. We're asking permission for the Supreme Court to take my case. Right? So they saw it. The Supreme Court has it right in front of them. Trump cannot be removed from the ballot, but here's a state official in New Mexico that got removed by all the appellate courts and the trial court in New Mexico under the same amendment, under the 14th Amendment, Section 3. What'd they do? They denied the writ of cert. Without comment, without opinion. But what does that do? That sustains the position of the lower courts in New Mexico. What does that mean in English, Gary? What that means in English is they sustained the position that Coy Griffin could be removed. He could be removed, and he cannot be on the ballot because he participated in an insurrection. Well, at the same time, 2-3 weeks ago, we said Trump cannot be removed from the ballot even though he participated in an insurrection. You having trouble with this? And this just happened to Mr. Griffin. I mean, his trial matter has been going on, but his writ of cert, his request for permission to the United States Supreme Court, is recent. And it made the news, and that's why we're covering it on Legal Anatomy of Current Events. Exactly. Right? So, now, I want to point out to you Roe versus Wade. We all know it's overruled. Gary, why are you talking about it? Here's why we're talking about it. That was self-executing. Oh, so they didn't want it. They didn't want it to be around anymore. So then they said, in Roe v. Wade, you have the right, women have the right to choose and the right to abortion. Then along came Dobbs. And there's a problem because it's self-executing. Didn't we have abortion clinics all over America? And then after Dobbs, didn't they all shut down in the states that wouldn't allow it? Right? But the reasoning by the United States Supreme Court in the Trump case and the Griswold case was we can't let the states do this because there'd be too much chaos. Well, hello. They issued the Dobbs decision saying the states control everything. It's all the states' rights matter. And there's been a lot of chaos. Don't you agree? A lot of chaos and elections and petitions and amendments of state constitutions to include the right of abortion. You know, as a teenager say, are you picking up when I'm laying down here? You picking up when I'm laying down? So, now, Coy Griffin, he's out of luck because the United States Supreme Court declined to take his case under writ of cert, so his lower decisions stand. He was removed from the Board of Commissioners of Otero County, New Mexico. He can't be back on there. And he can't be on the ballot. And Trump participated in the insurrection, and he's running for election as President of the United States. So I ask you, I've taught you, we ask you, we got Dobbs, we got Roe v. Wade, right? Women evidently cannot make their own choice, right? And then the self-executing provisions, as I've covered, but they're so important. Slavery was a self-executing, abolition of slavery, abolishing slavery, self-executing. Nothing further needed to be done. Due process, self-executing. Nothing further needed to be done by Congress. You know, discrimination, Title IX, women's rights, nothing further needed to be done. And by the way, in Roe v. Wade, you know, we're not going to revisit the whole thing, but that talked about a right of privacy under the 14th Amendment. That's called the Equal Protection Amendment. So, what kind of chaos do you think that's going to lead to? We got inconsistency, right? We've done the show before, and we try to cover all this for you, and we do, but I want this to be up front in your mind how suddenly, when these words aren't even in the Constitution, they're not even in the Constitution, that then we somehow apply and interpret the 14th Amendment, Section 3, to let Trump be on the ballot, and he can't be removed by a state because it would lead to chaos, inconsistent remedies, unbelievable remedies. But women have to live with the state's decision and maybe move to another state or go to another state or travel to another state to get an abortion. But that supposedly doesn't lead to chaos. Let me ask you something. Is cocaine illegal? Are, you know, drugs illegal, certain ones? Scheduled drugs, substances? Yes. Self-executing. The Civil War amendments were there for a reason. And I can't find any of them that are not self-executing except this one. Right here. So that's the story of Coy Griffin. He's the Otero County Commissioner. I sure would like to talk to him someday. He was in state office. I think he's been removed. I know he's been removed. The report's already been removed. And then we're calling this not inconsistent, but consistent. But I'm not calling it consistent. I'm calling it chaos. And that's what we do here on Legal Anatomy. We gave you the legal breakdown of this entire matter, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, Section 5, self-executing state officials versus federal officials. If you want to contact us anytime, you can get us at info@legalanatomy.net. That's info@legalanatomy.net. We'll be glad to respond to you. I'm Gary Bell. My partner is Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We're out of Denver, Colorado. And we bring this show to you all the time to give you the breakdown and the legal story inside the story of current events in our country. All right, at the end of every show, and we're there now, Brad usually gives his American idiom, but he's not here today, so I've got some of my own, and these are pretty good. I worked on these. So we were talking about chaos, and we're talking about inconsistency, and we're talking about consistency, right? Well, there's an American idiom called full of hot air, and there's one called as clear as mud. And there's another American idiom called hit and miss. And one of my favorite ones is at cross purposes. At cross purposes. Another one is off again, on again. Another one is off the mark. Pick one that you like. Here's one I like, out of whack. Right? Out of whack. Another one I kind of like for today's show is Jekyll and Hyde. Right? And maybe... there's another one kind of peripherally applying, uncalled for. But my quote of the day, that's my American idioms, my quote of the day comes from me. I made this quote up. So I usually use somebody else's quote and I give them credit and all that kind of stuff. But my quote is from me, and here's my quote. Inconsistency is the hallmark of chaos. Inconsistency is the hallmark of chaos. All right, Bell and Pollack, Legal Anatomy of Current Events. You know what we try to do? We try to anatomize your mind to give you the information so you can make up your own mind on all these issues. Glad to do it. See you next week.